Earth and Sky.
If an august body of scientists got together and all voted unanimously that the sky is now green, that wouldn't make it so, because voting is irrelevant in science.
You're listening to planetary scientist Alan Stern, principal investigator for the New Horizons space mission now on its way to Pluto. Dr. Stern disagrees with the International Astronomical Union, a body of 10,000 professional astronomers who voted in 2006 to demote Pluto from planet status.
When I was a kid, and I think probably most of your listeners, as children you learned that the solar system consisted of four rocky terrestrial planets, four gas giants, and that little misfit Pluto. But with the advance of technology, we've discovered actually that Pluto is just the first and the brightest of a large population of small planets called dwarf planets that have been discovered since the mid-1990s. In fact, it's thought that there may be as many as 1,000 Pluto-like planets in the solar system. So in fact, the whole equation has been turned upside down.
Stern believes strongly that these small bodies should be called planets.
I can't think of a single distinguishing characteristic that would set apart Pluto other than its size. So I like to say, you know, a chihuahua is still a dog.
You'll find an 8-minute interview with Dr. Alan Stern on human spaceflight and whether Pluto should be called a planet at our website. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.